Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Marliya?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm calling off a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you already spoken
Okay.
to anyone regarding it?
No, I have not.
Okay. And did you take Depo Provera yourself, or was it someone around you?
No, yes, I did. It was me.
You did.
Hold on. I'm about to step in the next one.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just leaving out of
Oh, I see, I see.
it. Yeah. Hey y'all, I'm gonna step in the other room for a second, if that's okay. I think. Hello, hi, I'm back.
Okay, got it. Well, are you still interested in this lawsuit?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you did take it yourself. How many years did you take Depo for?
For five.
For 5 years. Okay. And did you ever notice any conditions develop or any symptoms develop over time?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what types of symptoms?
Like muscle weakness, memory issues. I had headaches, like real bad headaches, especially in the morning.
And are you still dealing with them?
No.
Okay. You ended up going to a doctor, I'm assuming. Did you get
Yes.
diagnosed with anything?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What were you diagnosed with?
Say that again.
What were you diagnosed with?
Meningioma.
Oh, meningioma. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, that is what exactly is correlated to Depo Provera at the moment for the lawsuit. Now, in regards to that, how f long ago was it when you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed. It was when did they tell me? It was March the 16th.
March 16th.
Yeah,
Okay.
March 16th, 2021.
Oh, 2021. So it was a few years ago here, about 4 years ago now. And you went through treatment, I'm assuming, afterwards.
Yes, I did.
Okay. How did that go? It sounds like it did go well since you're not experiencing symptoms anymore, right?
I still get like bad headaches.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. Got it. Well, I'm assuming you would like to meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So far, from everything that you've told me, you do. So, at least requirement-wise, have you spoken to an attorney regarding this before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And can you confirm you've never signed documents with another law firm against Depo Provera?
Yes, I can for now.
Okay. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And if you can repeat for me, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Meningioma.
Okay. Got it. And where was this meningioma located?
It was inside. I'm sorry. I always get emotional every time I talk about it.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Sorry. And where was it located?
It was in my brain. It was a brain tumor.
Okay, got it. And you did say it was March 16th, correct? So March 16th, 2021 was the diagnosis day. And
Yes.
what is your date of birth?
Say that again with my date of birth.
Yes.
7/13/1991.
1991. Got it. And did you have family members or family that also took Depo Provera and were injured by it?
I had like, some people, a lot of people took Depo,
Yeah.
but no, like nobody went through what I went through.
Okay. Got it. And you did take it for a number of years. Do you remember what the first year was that you took the shot?
Yes, I started over that April 2013.
Okay. Got it. So it was 2013. And what was the last year that you ended up using it?
My last year, it was, July 2018.
Yeah. Okay, it was 2018. And then 4 years after that is when you were diagnosed.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Can you hold on a second? My sister's son is here.
No
with
problem.
Her. No, I know he was in the bathroom. He was calling you. That's why he started crying like that. I guess he didn't see you and snapped out. Hello, I'm sorry.
Hi. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll try to make this a bit quick for you so you can get back to your family. Now, in regards to Depo-Provera, going back to the shots themselves, did you take the injectable or did you take a pill?
No, I took the injectables.
Okay. And was it the doctor or medical staff that injected you with it?
No, I did it myself.
Oh, they gave you the shot. Okay, so you would do the shot yourself. And would you take the shot in your hip, like your lower hip area?
No, upper arm.
Upper arm. Okay, got it. And this was the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And did your doctor ever let you know if you were taking a sub version or generic version?
No.
Okay. Got it. And you took
I just used the brand Depo-Provera.
Okay.
Pfizer. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I'll mark that off here. And you used it for 5 years, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So within one of these years, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes. I had took the injection once every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay. Got it. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And your current marital status?
Single.
Got it. And your first name, I'm going to spell this out to you. I also want to make sure I pronounce it right. I believe I butchered it the first time I said it. How do you pronounce your first name?
Marlia.
Marlia. Okay. Got it. Marlia.
Yeah.
And that's spelled M-A-R-L-E-A-H-I-A.
Correct.
Okay. And your last name is Hunter?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Got it. And what is your social?
196-72-9671.
Okay. 196-72-9671.
That's correct.
Okay. And I have your email down here as marlia.hunter@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And I'm going to repeat your own phone number back to you here just to make sure it's right. That's 215-607-9855.
That's correct.
Okay. And this is your mobile phone, right?
Yes, it is.
Got it. And is this a good time to contact you, or do you usually work in the mornings or afternoons?
This is a good time. You could contact me.
Okay. I'll mark that off. And what is your current address?
1623.
Okay.
West Shelton Avenue. Apartment 113, Philadelphia, PA, 19126.
All right, 11926, you said?
19126.
19126.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have 1623 West Shelton Avenue, Philadelphia,
yes.
PA.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Philadelphia, PA. I just want to make sure I have the right address here. Okay, got it. And going back to when you were administered Depo-Provera, you said it was yourself that you took these shots with, correct?
Yes.
So you were all throughout these 5 years, they were giving you the injectables.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And you would take it 4 times per year. So took it about 20 times. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay.
4 times a year.
Got it. And what was the doctor's name that originally prescribed you for Depo-Provera?
You say that again, I'm sorry.
What was the doctor's name that prescribed you with Depo-Provera?
Dr. Brent Bennis.
Brent Bennis?
Brent Bennis, yes.
Oh, Brent Bennis. Okay. Got it. And what hospital is he located at?
He's at Jefferson Hospital in of Abington.
Jefferson Hospital. And do you remember what street that was off of?
Oh, your road, yeah.
Okay. Got it here. And that's also in Philadelphia, PA, correct?
Yes. Well, you know, it's basically like Abington, PA.
Oh, right. Okay. It looks like I have one off 11th Street. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's 1200 Old York Road. That's my primary doctor.
1200 Oyer Road.
Yeah, Abington, PA, 19001.
One nine zero zero one.
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I get the right hospital. I see Jefferson Abington.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Give me one second here. Okay. And did you also have your same treatment at the same hospital?
What, as far as my surgery?
Yes.
No, I had went to Temple University for my surgery.
Okay. Got it. Could you repeat the name of the university?
Temple University Hospital?
Temple University. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. And that's off Broad Street.
Yep, 3401.
I see. Okay. And how did they handle your treatment? Did they do well?
Yes, I feel like completely, I feel like most of the part a little better. It's just like I know when bad weather and stuff is coming, like,
Oh, yeah.
yeah,
So if
like,
it's too cold or if it's too warm.
yeah, like I really get like strong headaches, yeah, real bad.
Really? I see. And that's why you mentioned before that you still have headaches at times. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And when they did diagnose you, was that from an MRI as well as a CT scan?
Said you said an MRI or CT scan?
Yeah.
Yes, they did
Okay.
a brain MRI and a biopsy and blood
Okay.
testing.
And what was your neurologist's name?
You said what was my neurologist's name?
Yes.
Well, that I had went to that was Temple University, the same person, Dr. Michael Weaver.
Dr. Michael Weaver. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me one second. Dr. Michael Weaver. Okay. And he helped you through the process of your treatment as well.
Yes, he did.
And did he diagnose you originally?
No.
Okay. So he wasn't one to diagnose you. Was it Brent?
Well, I was getting my injections, and that's Brent is my primary care doctor.
Got it.
Dr. Weaver, when I start having like the symptoms and stuff,
Right.
that's when I was going to Temple to the neuro.
Okay,
So
got it.
yeah, so yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Got it.
once he did the biopsy, he did all the testing and
Okay, thank you for that, Michael Weaver. And another question here. It is a bit random, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis in your life?
Oh, no.
Okay, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. And as far as treatment was considered, you did have surgery, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And did they follow up that surgery with any type of radiation or just active monitoring?
Active monitoring, yes.
Okay. Active monitoring. Got it. And that was by the same doctor, Michael Weaver. He was the one who was conducting that monitoring and making sure you're okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and this was all at Temple University here. Okay, and in regards to the meningioma, have you ever had a family history of this, or have you ever seen this happen to any relatives?
No.
Okay, got it. And after you went through treatment, did you ever have to get rehospitalized for this meningioma issue?
No, I do not.
Okay, got it. And when you had that surgery, do you remember what date that was?
Do I remember what date that was?
It's okay if you don't.
No, I'm just saying I will never forget it. I had surgery September 4th, 2021.
Oh, September 4th, 2021. That's when the
Yes.
surgery was.
Yes, I would never forget it.
Okay, got it. 2021. Okay, got that down. Okay, and in regards to your medical records, did you keep those or do you leave them with the hospital?
No, they're at the hospital. If I have to get them, I could go to the doctor's office in the hospital and retrieve them for you.
Okay, that's perfect. And do you also have access to a postal office or email online?
What you mean, like the email, what?
So, with medical records, you can either receive them electronically or you can receive them physically.
Oh yeah, well, it doesn't matter either way. Yeah, I have access to
Okay.
a post office and
Yeah, you
also
could do
an
either.
email.
Got
Yeah.
it. Okay. And do you also have access to your MyChart?
No, do I still have it? I should, yes, I should be able to look into my module.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, your doctor would definitely be able to help you out with that, by the way, your
Yes.
primary
Yeah.
doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, and one of my last questions here is if you would like to put down an emergency contact, so that's in case we cannot contact you, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, you can always contact me. It's fine.
Okay, got it. You're usually available. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put down your email for the emergency contact as well. So,
That's
Marlia
fine.
Hunter.
All right. Here's
Okay.
Marlia dot Hunter. You got the
Marlia
dot.
dot Hunter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. At yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Okay. And are you also able to provide a large eligible signature once I send these documents over?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Very good. Now, I want to reconfirm one last thing here, and that is your address. So that's 1623 West Shelton Avenue.
Yes, apartment 113, Philadelphia, PA, 19126.
Okay, thank you for that. Is that off West Shelton Drive?
No,
No.
West Shelton Avenue.
Okay. West Shelton Avenue. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble finding this address here.
1623, 1623 West Shelton Avenue. Apartment 113, Philadelphia, PA 19126.
One nine one two six. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I believe I have this correct here. There we are. Okay, got it.
Got
Now,
it.
I should have these documents sending over to you. They should be going straight to your email as well as your text messages, so you'll have a copy in both, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and once you do receive them, just make sure to review the information on them and make sure that is all correct. Now, just give me one second. I'm going to go on hold here, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, sorry I was gone for a bit there. Now, if I could just get your apartment number once more, I believe that went through the wrong on my end.
Oh, 113.
113. Okay, there you go. That was way simpler than I thought it was. Okay, thank you for that. Now, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While the attorney is working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize it. So I'll
Okay, that's
probably be
fine.
calling you within the next couple of hours or so once your file passes through our quality assurance team. So I'll
Okay.
introduce you to the attorney and transfer you over to them. They may just
Okay.
call you themselves. So I'll give you their number so you know what number to expect. Now,
Okay.
they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is
That's
completely
fine.
normal, but it won't be as long as this call. It should take about 5 minutes.
Oh, that's fine.
Now, there may also be a need for you to sign additional forms on their end, like the medical release, if you'd like them to pull those medical records. But
Okay.
that's going to be just to strengthen your claim. Now,
Okay.
since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, but we want to make sure you're fully prepared here. So just
Okay.
make sure to keep a lookout within the next 2 days. And if you don't, of course, I'll give you the information. So can you
Okay.
confirm you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And do you have any questions?
No, I do not. You have been great. You answered her. You told me everything.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I try to make the process as easy as possible.
It's just like reliving it
I
all
know.
over. Like,
I know. And it was so recent as well. But
yes,
we did get through it. So I'm glad that we did. And you should have those documents now, by the way. So go ahead and take a
okay,
look for
yes,
me.
I just seen something come through for Brandon Sharp.
That's correct. Yep.
Yes.
And if you open that up, once you do, it's going to review the documents. Just
Okay.
accept consent to text messages on there
Okay.
and let me know when you do so.
Okay. Let me pack this aside.
And once you do, you should see a yellow highlighted box. It's going to be one for your main signature and one for your initials. Now, when you put
Okay.
your signature in, just make it about 2 times bigger than you normally would. It kind of shrinks when you're on a phone.
Okay, so just make it real big. Okay.
And let me know once you click finish.
Okay. I just hit finish.
Okay, and let me take a look here. That is all through on my end. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and give you my number to start off here. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready for your number.
Okay, so that's going to be 949.
949
Yep, 274.
274
8638.
8638. And your name is Brandon, correct?
Yep, correct. Brandon Sharp, and Sharp is spelled with the E at the end. And so you can contact me. I work 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday if you have any questions or if you want any updates or anything of that sort. I'll be available to pick up or answer a call, text, whatever it is. Now, I'm also going to give you the law firm's information here. So once you're
Okay.
ready, I'll give you the main number here.
I'm ready.
Okay, so that's going to be 214.
214
That's 231
231
and 9824.
9824.
And the law firm's name is Ben Martin.
Ben Martin.
Yep, and that's who will be contacting you. So you're all set from here.
All right, thank you so much.
I'm glad I was able to help. And like I said, feel free to contact me if you have any need for any type of questions or anything of that sort. But I hope you have a good rest of your day, okay?
Okay, I will, and I hope you do too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.